Again, interview with Attorney General, and I'll leave that title in there. But first of all, your viewpoint on Waters of the U.S. I know there's pending litigation, but what is your stance?
Well, I think the states across the country, and the Sixth Circuit obviously has spoken to this already, that there's great concern about the definition that's been deployed and established with respect to the current view of the EPA. And so I think that that's well stated, you know, both my position as well as states across the country. And it's something, you know, that is reflective of something much larger, Charlie, and it's this a view that if Congress doesn't act, or the agency at the federal level, whatever agency it is, you know, from finance to healthcare to energy, environment, et cetera, that they can fill in the space, that they can pinch it and make it up and legislate actually from a regulatory perspective. And that's just simply not the case. And so I think that hopefully as we head into 2017, there's going to be a different view. And I believe there is going to be a different view that each of the respective bodies of our government, the separation of powers that we know in the Constitution from legislative to executive, are going to stay in their lane. The vertical separation of powers that we know between Washington, D.C. and the states is going to be respected and enforced, and that's a new day, and it's going to be encouraging, I think, to the folks across the country.
One other item that I think is probably more regional dependent on where you live. I spent a lot of my career in the state of Illinois talking with the Illinois Corn Growers Association, their viewpoint on ethanol, Oklahoma viewpoint somewhat different, renewable fuels. Your viewpoint?
Well, I think if you look back at the intent of the renewable fuels measure, I mean, I think that perhaps in 2005, the objectives that were intended then, I think the Congress needs to look at that and say, what is it being achieved today? And I think there are some that are looking into that. I think that the blending infrastructure for ethanol and biofuels is something that's making progress, and I think that encourages folks in Iowa. It encourages folks that care about that, and I think Congress is going to continue to monitor that and see how best to achieve the objectives that they established in, I think, 2005.
I know it's a